How would you respond when you prayed a great prayer and you wanted to do great things for God, but God said, the answer is no? That's what happened to King David, 1 Chronicles 22, verse 5. David said, my son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord should be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. Therefore, I will make preparations for it. So David made extensive preparations before his death. David desired to build a great temple for God, but God told him, no, you're not the one to build a house for me to dwell in. The job was for David's son Solomon. Now, how would you have responded if you had this great desire to do something significant for God, and God says, no, you're not the man. Your son's going to do it. Another generation's going to do it. How would you have responded? Your dream denied, your desire squelched. Would you have become angry, discouraged, or thrown a spiritual tantrum? Would you have taken your marbles and gone home? Many people respond to God in that way, don't they? When the answer is no, they check out. But that's not what happened in today's passage. David spent the rest of his days making plans for a structure he would never see. I want to say that again. David spent the rest of his life making plans for a great structure he would never see. David didn't spend his golden years at the golf course, the tennis court, or at the card table. He was willing to use his experience, his influence, and his time to make preparations for a great house for the Lord, in spite of knowing that he would not be around for the grand opening. That's amazing, isn't it? So how about you? What are you planting today that you may never see grow? Father, help us live our lives investing in things that will outlive us. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.